This is the audio guide covering the derelict exploration pages of Core Exiles. There will actually be two audio guides for the derelict exploration in the first one, which is this one. I will be explaining the different page layouts. In the second one, I will just be exploring a derelict as I would if I was playing, just so you can get the handle on what it involves, what the shortcuts are, all that good stuff, so you can get around the pages quicker. Okay, so the first thing you're going to want to do is search LSL. This brings you to your personal loadout, which is the last L in personal, first L in loadout. That's what gets you there. It's in the bottom footer navbar. And on this page, you're just going to jump by button. It's very similar to the ship loadout and specials and pods and all that, where it's in a table, but the best way is to just jump by button. You're going to hear all the different stuff. I'll start over. First thing, spacesuit slot. That is a sidearm. You'll hear it right there. I have my ammo pack in. You won't have the ammo pack on the sidearm when you're starting, but you do need the spacesuit. You'll need at least this and oxygen bottle. You don't need that specific type, just any will do. I have a personal shield that is armor. My medical kit I have there. And I just have these tools on. I'm going to show you why they boost your success rate. See? Plus 9%. But I don't actually get to use them in the derelict. I don't have derelict tools. I only have planet exploration tools. Next thing, grab sled, that's in my fourth tool slot, which is the last slot on the page. You're going to want a grab sled that allows you to actually collect the different resources you find in the derelicts when you're searching around and stuff. Very important to be able to collect the resources. Otherwise, they just sit there and you can't bring them back to your ship. You have to have the grab sled to bring them back to your ship. Alright, so I'm going to go ahead and exit this. I don't need to put anything else on my ship. Just the first visited link from the top of the page. Now I'm going to do a derelict scan. So I can either search derelict, D-E-R-E. Yep, someone located something. And I'm going to go to the derelict scan. It's up here right above the combat scan link. Okay, on this page, I'm going to jump to the first button and read up. And you're going to see the text along with the percentage of my scan. Getting there. Okay, now it should have focused me. Yep, it focused me right where I needed to go. I'm just reading with down arrow. I could hit Control Home B to go to this suit up and explore and then read up arrow to see what the ship was. You'll want to actually pay attention to what the ship is because each one has a different room layout inside and you'll get to where you can actually memorize those. So you'll know where you need to go. That's really all there is to this page. I can hit scan again or return to navigation. I'm just jumping by button. But I'm going to suit up and explore, and this will put me on the main derelict exploration page. I'm going to take it from the top on this page. I'm going to hit control home and then just read with down arrow. We got health graphic first, obviously 100. You're going to have a couple graphics just like you would with your ship stats, only these are personal stats. I have a little bit of suit armor left. God, I started at 500. I must have used all that. Full stamina. If you want descriptions of what these are, essentially health is health. Armor is armor. Stamina is your energy for moving around in the ship. When it gets to zero, you're out of energy and you can't move anymore. Like fuel, it will go up with a ticker. You either get one or two every 15 minutes or maybe five. I don't know. It's something like that.
100, graphic ammo, 136.
Ammo, how much ammo I have for my gun.
Graphic oxygen, 30.
I have 30 oxygen left in my
graphic
tanks.
Medkits, zero.
And I have zero medkits, which shouldn't be a big deal because I have 100 health and 39 armor.
Graphic credits, 15,045,086.
And that is how many credits I have in my ship. Another down arrow here. And it gives me the name of the ship I'm exploring along with total loot so far. I don't really know how that stat is calculated, but it's there, so do with it as you will. Now, reading down arrow from here is going to give me some setting for where I'm at on the ship, as letting me know I'm at the outer hatch access room. And this will be info about the room.
According to the update on this loading platform, it used to be a normal warehouse. These are normally well signposted and have plenty of warning details leading up to ownership and legal requirements for the unit's proximity. This one looks like an abused color. Must locate you firmly in the warehouse, and if you're coming back south, make it a good jump.
Now I'm going to get some exploration lifetime stats.
3,250/good events, 2,199/bad events, 1,414 resources recovered, 13,689.
Yep, blah, blah, blah. And then the game time. Now under this, we're going to get into the graphical links for stuff you can do.
Graphic search room.
search room. That will obviously search the current room you're in and try and find something, whether it's XP credits, resources, ship loot misc, whatever it might be. Blueprints.
Visit link graphic use controls.
Use controls. This is if you want to try and hack some controls to get a larger XP and credit reward.
Link graphic use tools.
Again, I don't use the tools in Derelicts. I've only ever used them on planets. If it's the same, there will be something stuck somewhere, and you'll have to use 3 tools. You'll get so many tries to get so many successful attempts with each tool, and then if you do, you'll get whatever is stuck there. That probably didn't make any sense, but if you get around to exploring, and by the time you get tools, you should understand it.
Visit link graphic attack.
Attack is for searching to see if there's someone here to attack with CQC, close quarter combat.
Link graphic repair.
Repair is to use med packs or stim packs. Med packs boost your health. Stim packs will give you a stamina refresh of X amount, whatever that specific stim pack does.
Visit link graphic bug out button available.
And bug out is to exit from wherever you're at. The drone will blow a hole in the wall and come save you.
Go north button.
All right, now we're getting into the buttons. You'll see a go north button.
Go south button.
Go south button.
Button available.
Unavailable on the page. That's why it keeps reading it. I can just hit B from the top of the page.
Right.
JAWS will only read the north and south buttons. If I'm using NVDA, it will not do that. It'll be a pain in the ass and read all these button unavailables when I jump by button, which is super damn annoying, but it's NVDA, so what can you do? If I wanted to travel into the ship, this would be the button I would press. Go north, go south, blah, blah, blah. That would move me into a different room. Then I could also search or use controls or attack in that room. One of the first pages I want to cover is the controls page, so I'm going to search
control.
I could also jump by visited link, if I already have it. I'm going to enter on this and see if I get... Nope, there's no controls here. So I need to move... Which way did I go? Alright, I'm going to go north one.
Nope. Continue. Enter.
I'm going to ignore these pages because I'll cover them later.
Visit link graphic use controls. Enter. Use controls.
Try and use controls again.
Return button.
Damn.
Top, return button.
There's nothing to use controls on here.
Go north button. Go north button. Enter.
We're going to go north again.
Core exiles. Visit link graphic use controls. Enter. Use controls. Link graphic. Core exiles. Return button. Enter.
Oh, Jesus Christ. This ship is terrible for controls.
Go north button. Enter.
There's nothing.
Core exiles. Continue. Enter. Core exiles. Core exiles. Visit link. Enter. Use controls. Link graphic. Hack force code button.
There we go. We got some controls. Okay.
Core exiles.
Now I'm going to hit B.
Hack first code button.
Got hack first code.
Hack second code button.
Hack second code.
Hack third code.
Hack third code. That's all you're going to have for the codes to start. Now I'm going to hit B.
Hack first code button.
To go to the first one, the L control down arrow.
Not in table.
Not in table. I'm definitely in a table.
Not in table.
I don't know why it says I'm not. Okay, we're going to do this again.
Correct.
B.
Hack first code. Hack third code button.
To go hack third code. Now I'm going to read with down arrow.
Graphic sec 4.
All right, so we got sec 4 in the first code.
Graphic sec 5.
Sec 5 in the second code.
Graphic sec 9.
And sec 9 and the third code. I gotta get all these to either be 4, all 5, or all 9, or I could go with a different number. I'm gonna do try to hack the first code. I get 10 tries at this.
They'll
say, this is going B shift G.
They're
gonna tell me I have 1 of 10. Turns
anyway,
you should be able to read that on here. I'm going to go to hack third code again and just to read down arrow. So we have 11, 5, and 9.
I'm going
to hack the first code again. Keep trying to hit code 1 until I get a 5 or a 9.
Oh,
this is bad luck.
Graphics 13, graphics 5, graphics 9. Hack second code button.
Let's hack the second code.
Code buttons.
Uh-oh.
Screen updated.
Something happened. There we go.
Graphics 13, graphics 12, graphics 9.
Ugh.
Hack first code button.
We'll try the first code again.
Hack graphics 2, graphics 12, graphics 9.
Ugh.
Hack credits graph 15,045 lang. Attempting to use local interfaces and devices. Hack 7 10.
Hack first code button. 7 of 10. There's 8 of 10.
Hack first code button. Graphics 3, graphics 12, graphics 9.
This is terrible.
Hack graphics 1, graphics 12, graphics 9.
I haven't even gotten one match.
Correct, screen up. Hack your graphics 5, graphics 12, graphics 9.
Oh, there's another 5. Are you kidding me? I think that was my last hack.
Attempting to use local interfaces and devices. Hack 10 10.
Yep.
No visit links. Hack first code, hack second code, hack first return button.
So I'm just going to return. I'm going to go north and give that one more try.
Go south button. Control B. Organize favorites dialog. Organize favorites change. Correct, go west button. Go south button. Go east button.
I'm going to go east.
Continue button. Enter.
I'm not reading the descriptions.
Visit link graphic use controls.
Descriptions will actually help you.
Okay.
Now again, I'm just hitting control home B. And then down arrow. Well, go to third code, then down arrow. We have 8, 6, 5. We will hack the first code again. Now we'll try the second one. We'll try the third one. First one. Oh, we got 2 12s. How many turns are there left?
Attempting to use local interfaces and devices. Say 10.
Ugh, 2 turns. Third code. Come on, baby. Ugh. Last chance. Oh, really? I got a 13, then an 11. All right, return. Anyway, that's how you do the hacks. It's not going to be successful all that often, but when it is, you will get a decent reward, and it should be more than worth it. The issue is just getting that reward in the first place, which I'm having bad luck with today. Last night, I got 2 of them out of 3. Just today sucks. Now I'm going to cover the CQC page, so I'm going to hit Control Home VB, because I have that as a visited link. You could just search attack.
Visit link graphic attack. Enter.
Oh,
graphic.
See if we got anything here to attack.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to hit B, shift G, and read from the top of the body, which is below the credits graphic.
15 million for copy, 2.66% SPD, 2.72% AIM, 2.75% PROF, 2.77% CQC, 1,090 accurate.
Okay, that's a bunch of random stats over my lifetime of CQC that you don't need to hear. Down arrow.
Land. Table with 4 columns and 6 rows. Close quarters combat report. Attacks 013.
Right now I have 13 total attacks I can use during this one combat. When you're starting out, you will have 10, but as you do more combats, that number will go up.
Air at a PM. No, wait a minute. That's okay. It's just a 1 PM. You really have me going, Captain. Land. If you wish to engage this target, you can do so, but I urge you to check your armor, hit points, and ammo before doing so. Land. Once engaged, you have 13 turns to bring the target down. Should you become incapacitated during the battle, I will come get you. Land. Come for death 13. After that, the target is more than likely going to get away from us. Back on my D3 attack button.
So I'm fighting a fake GM. Now with Jaws, if I hit Control Home, then B, it obviously says fake GM 93.
Space.
Oops, I didn't mean to attack him.
Correct. Back on my D3 attack button. Back on my D3.
Okay, it didn't
hit him. Back on my...
Now, if you're reading with MVDA, it's just going to read no target button, but it will be available.
Graphic backup, row 4.
And then you'll have to go down in the table to this right here that says 93 to let you know what the enemy's HP actually is. I'm going to go ahead and shoot him once and then show you what happens. All right, so I hit him for 13. If I read with down arrow,
0, 0, retreat button. Not dead yet, button available.
You're going to see not dead yet button.
Land. You made that look easy, Captain. Go shooting lands 23 damage. They return fire, raising you for 5 damage.
If you just go to the bottom of the page and up arrow, you can get to that quick. So I'm
going
to hit him again.
Back on 70, attack button, back on 70. Back on 70, attack button, back on 70.
I must have missed.
You really need to work on your aim, Captain. You missed, they return fire. Back on 70.
Hit him again. Oh yeah. I'm going Control and up arrow. And then Control Home B to hit the button. Mess him up. Hit him again. Alright, he's clearly dead because that button disappeared, so now my only two buttons are retreat and search the dead. So I'm going to search the dead. Now I'm going to hit Control Home B, Shift G, and read with down arrow.
15,045 copy, 2.66% SP. Congratulations, Captain. Good to see you survived the last combat session. In fact, I'm pleased to tell you that you managed to gain an increase there. Proficiency in this last fight. Don't forget that your combat skills grow over your offensive and defensive abilities. Over time, you will also increase your attack abilities, thus allowing you to take on more than one enemy. I took delivery of your chicken over the area for any extra resources that may have been stashed, and guess what? It looks like you have discovered 15 units of amethane. If we have room, I suggest we load up any of the resources you have located. My scanners have also detected a lock crate type 14. I'll have that added to our stockpile back here on the ship for you. Not a bad call after all, Captain. Something for you to brag about your pals when...
So, I got a resource and a locked crate. Now I have two buttons here.
Continue button.
A continue
load sled
and load sled.
Enter. Correct sled.
Because I have a grad sled, I can grab a sled. I can load my sled, and it'll put all the resources in my ship.
I know I want to continue button. Enter.
So I'm going to continue now. That's correct the combat button page. That's really all there is to it. It's very simple. As you'll see, that was also the page for combat confirmation, I think I called it. Whatever it is, that was a page for it as well.
Correct.
Now I'm going to show you what some of the normal event pages are as you move around.
Correct. Go west button. Go south
if
button.
I go...
Go east button. Go south button. Enter.
South. I'm going to actually read this page. Every time you move, you'll get one of these pages. Derelict movement.
It's completely dead here. Nothing alive at all. No, nothing. It's like a coffin, a tomb. No life signals of any kind. Not a single living thing here. Are you alright, Captain? You look up the tail. XP 100/credits 0. Continue button. Enter.
So I got a couple credits.
Correct. Go north button. Go south button.
Now, if I go east, I don't remember which direction I just went.
Continue button. XP 100. The area appears to be abandoned, but keep your eyes open. Just try not to continue button.
And get another derelict movement. Derelict movement.
Continue button. Enter.
Hey, continue. Now, if I search this room.
Visit link graphic use controls. Visit link graphic attack. Correct.
Search.
Link graphic search room. Enter, search room link graphic.
Hit this. This is the standard. I'm hitting B shift key and then down arrow.
Search results. High low. I told you there was nothing here.
You're gonna get different named events. Like this one is called high and low. You'll come across this one multiple times.
I told you there was nothing here.
There's all kinds of different event names.
First, you opened every box. Great. Then container you find the no avail. Then you started moving them around in case there was anything behind or underneath them. And now you're banging on the walls and floor to see if they're hollow. You know you can't hear your own space until you captain.
Beautiful.
But it turns out the sensor array and craft scanners do not lie, at least this time there is nothing here. Land. XT 100 slash credits 0. Continue button.
And you can continue, and then on this, I'm in a new room, so I could search the room again. Oh no, I just did that. This is what happens if you've already searched a room.
Search results. Deja vu. You start searching, and after a short while, it suddenly strikes you that this room looks familiar. It takes another 5 minutes to look into nooks and crannies, and after some bad scratching, before it suddenly continue button, enter.
Not just wasted stamina and oxygen, which you never want to do. It doesn't look like I will be showing you the hack success page, but we'll try it one more time. Nope, there's nothing here. We're not trying it one more time. Without trying, I've already covered the page letting you know that you successfully loaded your sled, so I'm not going to go try and find another one again to show you that page. Just be aware, there are a lot of confirmation pages as you're running around doing this, moving around. Every time you move, you get one. Every time you search a room, you get an event. Every time you kill something, you get one. Every time you load your sled, you get one. Every time you fail to hack, you get one. Every time you get a successful hack, you get one. I'm sure there's one for the tools page as well. Just be aware of that. The easiest way to do it is just jump my button on every page after you do something. There'll always be a continue or return to exploration button. The one page I'm going to cover real quick before I finish is the repair page, so I'm going to search REP. This is where I would use medkits if I had any, but I don't have one. I'm going to hit Control-Home-T and navigate in this table. So I have item name, basic, medical kit, personal. It restores me by 5 health. I'm using table command right, then up. It doesn't restore stamina. Empty. Amount, it's empty. Don't have any. It's from spend store, that's the type, and a use med button. If I jump to the second table, stamina stim 50, I can't talk today. Stamina stim 100, these are all stuff I got from special events, I haven't actually bought them. And you'll see the type is C-Store, amount, I'm 73 to 50, 27 of the 100, and 105 of the plus 100 stamina, plus 100 health. If I wanted to use this, I can just hit B. It'll jump me right to it. Hit enter. It won't give me a confirmation. But I can just check my stamina. I'm back at 100 after exploring, so I know it works. Tax it, just jump my button. There's a whole kinds of... There's three exit and explore buttons on this page, so... You have no problem finding it. It puts me right back on the main derelict page. But if your health gets low, or your stamina, you have to go there to repair. Oxygen, the only way to repair that is to bug out.
Alright,
so I bug out, confirmation for bugging out.
Alright,
return to cockpit. Now puts me in the orbit page. Now if I go to L space L, personal loadout. If I unequip my oxygen bottle, I click on it. On the next page, click unequip, just like ship
loadout.
It didn't let me know on that page, but it was actually thrown away. It's not there anymore. Clicking on this will give me a list of all my oxygen bottles. If I can manage it. Nope, I just put something on without trying. Okay. Whatever, I put on a little teeny oxygen bottle. Even though this is full, if I was to take it off right now, it'd be thrown away. So never take oxygen bottles out of your personal loadout until they're done. That goes for everything reusable. The ammo packs, oxygen, just anything that's going to be reusable. It's pretty simple to figure it out. Nah, the shield. If you take that off, it's thrown away, you won't have anything. I just hit a button on accident. That's all I can think of covering page layout. I'm going to exit this page. I don't know where I'm at. First visit of the chromatop. There we go. That's gone. Next guide will be covering me actually exploring, going over some navigation tips and tricks so I can get around quicker. Because you surely don't have to be reading every single line and every single page. That is just a complete waste of time and it'll take you forever to explore if that's what you're doing. So if you want to see me actually exploring a derelict in action, listen to the next guide, or you can read about it in the text version.